For you, proof of mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste.
Chesterfield always takes first place. That milder, mild tobacco never leaves an aftertaste.
So, open a pack and give them a smell.
Then you'll smoke them.
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter. Welcome you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield, produced and transcribed at Fort Ord, California, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins of the Bears, and Bing's guests, Miss Tony Arden and the Firehouse 5+2. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's a prominent citizen of the Monterey Bay area, the crooner of Cannery Row, Big Crosby.
Thank you, Kenneth. Thank you very much, Ken, for that lovely introduction.
You liked it, huh?
Yes, crooner of Cannery Row. That has a definite air about it, you know. Very distinctive. We may have to clear it with John Steinbeck, however. Well, anyhow, it's a big kick, Ken. It really is to be here with these fine men and fine women of the United States Army. I might tell you, Ken, if you want to know, if you're listening, that I know how it feels to be in the Army because I've been doing guard duty every night for about four nights.
Well, Bing, why should you be doing guard duty?
Bob Hope is my house guest.
Bob wouldn't steal anything.
Well, if he does, I'm going to fill him full of buckshot, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I don't know, Bing. Bob's pretty shifty. He'd be kind of tough to hit.
Oh, he's a cinch. All you have to do is just center in on his nose, and if you get any kind of a scatter, you can really ventilate that boy.
Now, wait, just a second. Bing, you wouldn't want to mar that beautiful face, would you?
No, I guess it'd break too many hearts up in Alaska, some of those Eskimos. They love blubber up there, you know. Well, now, Ken, I think we should bring on our first guest of the evening, and this is a real pleasure, because I consider this young lady one of the real great singing stars, the new stars. She's made some great records, and she's just finished a picture at Columbia Studios in Hollywood. Folks, may I present Miss Tony Arden. Tony, it's nice of you to join us here at Fort Ord, and I think, of course, this is just a wild guess, but I think all the boys are glad to see you. I welcoming air.
Well, I'm glad to see all the boys.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then we had better get into the opening number, then. Shall we take a whack at that, Let's Do It Again?
I'd love to, Bing.
Fine. John? They used to rag up jazz on pianos.
Let's do it again.
They used to sing, yes, we have no bananas.
Big smash.
Let's do it again. They had a Charleston beat to lift their feet in 1924.
Hop-a-doody.
Dapper down, the drummer man tried to knock a cymbal on the floor. They used to do a hock-a-doo-hock-a-doo-a. Let's do it again.
They used to vote do-de-o-do-de-o-do. Let's do it again.
And even Sister Kate would shimmy shake and wobble like jelly on a plate.
They used to get such a kick out of living. Let's do it again.
They used to rag up the jazz on pianos.
And he's gone.
Let's do it again.
They used to sing, yes, we have no bananas.
No, 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 yes, we have no bananas.
Let's do it again.
They had a Charleston beat to lift their feet in 1924.
Dapper down, the drummer man tried to knock a cymbal on the floor.
They used to do whack-a-doo, whack-a-doo-a. Let's do it again.
They used to vote do de o do de o do.
Do de o do de o de o de o do.
Let's do it again. And even Sister Kate would shimmy shake and wobble like jelly on a plate.
They used to get such a kick out of living. Let's do it again.
sprightly, very jolly, Tony and Bing.
You think it bounced a little?
It really did.
You're very kind, Ken. And now, without further ado, let's sell some Chesterfield.
Friends, for you, proof of mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste. Yes, that's what Chesterfield has for you.
And here's the authority that proves Chesterfields are milder.
Over 1,000 prominent tobacco growers have signed a statement saying, to judge tobacco for its mild smoking qualities, I smell it. If it smells milder, I know it will smoke milder. That's the standard mildness test. If that tobacco's made into cigarettes, those cigarettes will smell milder and smoke milder. That's why I smoke Chesterfields. And Chesterfields are made of the right combination of the world's best tobaccos.
And you know the way Chesterfield blends those tobaccos, their secret process, that means every Chesterfield will have the right combination of mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste. Yes, Chesterfields have proved to have no unpleasant aftertaste. We've got authority for that, too, you know.
It's the country's first and only cigarette taste panel who reported, Chesterfield is the only cigarette in which members of the panel found no unpleasant aftertaste.
There you have the straight facts. That's what Chesterfield has for you. Mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste. So get yourself a pack of Chesterfields today. Believe me, they satisfy. From the Paramount picture, Mr. Music, here's one of the ballads.
You have to follow your dreams till they all come true. Look around when they do, and you'll be home. You have to follow your heart, and it may be far. Then just ask where you are, and you'll be home.
And you'll be home.
There'll always be meadows yonder, with greener clover than those you'll wander right over. That shining castle you see on a distant shore. Go and knock on the door, and you'll be home.
That shining castle you see on a distant shore.
Go and knock on the door, and you'll be home.
No more to roam. Knock on the door, and you'll be
Thank you very much, men. And now the gracious, glamorous, lush-throated Tony Arden returns to serenade us. Tony, what's the tune of your choice tonight?
I thought I'd sing But Beautiful.
But Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Love is... Or it's quiet, or it's mad. It's a good thing, or it's bad. But beautiful, beautiful, to take a chance. And if you fall, you fall. And I'm thinking that I wouldn't mind. life's a problem or it's play. It's a heartache either way, but beautiful. And I'm thinking, if you were mine, I'd never let you go. And that would be
talent. Yeah, very nice, Tony. Wonderful. Lovely. Now, gang, I'd advise all of you assembled here to don your flak suits and fly to the bomb shelters, because you really got to get prepared for an assault. For assembling here on the stage is that hyperthyroid musical organization known as the Firehouse Five Plus Two. These lads, I must tell you, are really amateur musicians, because most of them are artists and story men over at the Walt Disney Studios in Hollywood. And they play mostly for the fun of it. Their racket is Dixieland, and believe me, I use the word racket advisedly, because these boys are fairly audible. And here they come on now with the Copenhagen, right?
That's right.
Copenhagen. I bet you got all the seagulls along the coast doing backflips. That was great, Ward Kimball, Firehouse Group.
Thanks, Bing. Now, how about you batting our little number with us?
Well, who's going to hear me? I can't top that.
Don't worry, man.
How
about that old-timer, you know, the one the blues minority sweetie gives to me?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I'm game, Ward, if you are. Of course, I don't think there's anybody in this audience who remembers this song. This is about 1920. Thank you.
blue that you get from worry. There are blues that you get from pain. There are blues when you're lonely, for you're one and only. Blues you never can explain. Oh, blues, blues, blues that you get from longing. But the bluest blues that be are the sort of blues that's on my mind. They're the very meanest kind. Blues my naughty sweetie gives to me. Blues that you get from longing. Longing to hold someone on your knee. But the kind of blues that always stabs come from hiring taxi cabs. Blues my naughty sweetie gives to me. And blues my naughty sweetie gives to me.
What's going on here? What is this, 4th of July at Pacific Grove or something?
Well, Bob...
Oh.
Now, my good man, whatever you're selling, we don't want any, so just take it on the author.
Now, look, Frisco, I know that was a pretty... I know that was a pretty tough song for you, so you better lie down. I'll take over the whole thing.
Yeah, here's a bus ticket to Hollywood. Go ahead, fade out here. Good night, Bob.
I'm sorry. I'm out and I'm going to stay on, boy. Nobody's removing me.
Yeah, and he's not kidding. He'll stay. He will.
Oh, really, Bing? I just had to drop in and offer my congratulations to you as Mr. Music, and I also want to tell you how overjoyed I am about Bing Crosby month.
This is January 31st. Bing Crosby month is over.
That's why I'm overjoyed, and I, This month will go down in history as Black January.
Just a minute. Just 1 minute. You're up here living in my home, playing in this golf tournament here, gnawing at my provisions.
Yes.
My deep freeze is practically
with
depleted.
With that bear trap in front of the ice box.
I'm surprised. I'm affronted. A house guest
how
of mine
can you...
talking like this. What's the matter
how can
with
you? Call
you
your place a house?
Ordinary gratitude? What?
That A&P you run over there. Dixie is the manager, Gary is the room clerk.
Yes.
The twins are bellboys, and your youngest kid, Lindsay, sells towels in the bathroom. That's a rough roll over there. The only difference between staying at your house and the Waldorf Astoria is that your house doesn't have an elevator.
As soon as we sell enough towels, we're putting one in.
I'm up here to play golf and rest, and after 4 days at your house, I'm a wreck.
What are you talking about? When you arrived, you practically fell out of the car in a heap. Now I've got you walking and breathing. You're starting to come alive.
Yeah, now let's do something for you.
Well, you may pull through. You know what it did for you, that wonderful sea air? Sea air is great for sleeping.
Yeah, how can I sleep in a house where I'm worried all night that my pocket is going to be picked?
Nobody's going to roll you unless you forget to hide your money.
When I checked into your house, I had a watch. Now all I have is a white circle around my wrist.
Well, put on some body makeup. Nobody will notice it.
Sleeping at your house is impossible. By the time I finish telling bedtime stories to each one of your four deductions, the sun is coming up.
I appreciate that, too, Bob. It's very nice of you to talk the kids to sleep. Believe me, you're the one that can do it, too. Yeah. Very nice. You're sweet.
Tonight, I'm just going to throw him a four-way cold tablet and let it go at that. I tried to grab a little nap this afternoon, but there was a seal outside barking and making so much racket I couldn't even doze.
Seal? That was me out on the lawn rehearsing my songs for tonight.
No, kid.
I was limbering.
Didn't you catch that fish when I threw it out there? I thought the way
you
leaped for it.
Oh, well, you're sweet to think of me, Bob. Really, really sweet of you. I appreciate it.
I don't. By the way, I don't want. I don't want to. I sure don't. Oh, yeah.
Put
by
your
the
teeth
way,
and
I'll
try
be
it
right
again.
Back.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Now, Brown Ord. Anyway. And by the way, I don't want you to have a stroke or anything, but I found out the combination to your wall safe.
I'm not worried. Doesn't worry me a bit, because if you open that safe, I'll fill your girdle so full of lead you'll never be able to swing and sway with Sammy Kay.
Well, I was just kidding, Bing. I wouldn't bother your safe. And I want to tell you, these last few days have been very nice at your house. I really got a kick when you blow your bugle every morning at 4 a.m. and everybody has to jump out of bed and squeeze Minute Maid orange juice for the San Francisco area.
Well, if you make a nice showing there, if you squeeze enough juice, why, you may get your room a lot cheaper.
Yeah. I must drop in again real soon.
Do that, Bob, and it was nice of you to drop in here at Fort Ord. I tell you, it's wonderful. It's really heartwarming that one of NBC's big stars is gracious and humble enough to pay a visit to a itty-bitty CBS program like this.
Oh, well, you often go slumming. And Bing. Bing, Bob. And Bing, no matter what impression I've given, I want everybody to know just how I feel about being your house guest.
Well, sing it to me, Bob. Do that.
I went broke in Monterey as guest in your house.
What are you beefing about? Didn't I give you a nice room with twin beds?
Yes. That was some fun. There was a twin in each one. It was crowded in all Monterey.
Beautiful old Monterey.
That was quite amusing, Bob and Bing.
Only quite amusing? And that's well. What do you want, Milton Berle?
Don't mind him, Bob. Ken is prone to understatement.
Yes, you'll have to understand. Say, Bing, you're a pretty hard man to keep track of lately.
Never mind that. Let's clear up quite amusing. What do you mean, quite
amusing? Me first. What do you mean I'm hard to keep track of, Ken?
Well, during the month of December, you were Chesterfield's Papa Santa Claus.
Yeah.
All during January, you're Mr. Music. And next month...
Next month, it's Hope's turn, Ken. I understand that the Wax have voted Jolly Boy the man they'd most like to shoulder arms with.
They want it easy. Did someone mention my name?
I sure did.
It figures. I'm quite amusing, you know.
Enough of this small talk. I'd like to tell you folks what Chesterfield has for you.
What do you mean, small talk? Now I'm small
talk?
Behave
yourself. This
is
the commercial. Friends, I want to tell you what Chesterfield has for you. It has mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste, and here's how to prove that. First, make our mildness test.
Yes, buy a pack of Chesterfields. Open them. Enjoy that mild, mellow aroma. Compare it, and you'll find Chesterfields are milder.
Right, and as tobacco growers have been saying for years, tobaccos that smell milder smoke milder. So light up a Chesterfield, and you'll see how true that is. Chesterfields do smoke milder.
And with that milder smoke, you get no unpleasant aftertaste. That fact has been confirmed by the country's first and only cigarette taste panel.
So, you know why we say smoke Chesterfield. It's the mild one. It's a cigarette that has for you mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste. Setting that advice to music, it sounds something like this. Would you join us in this?
Why not?
Thank
Chesterfield,
you.
Chesterfield always takes first place. That milder, mild tobacco never leaves an aftertaste.
So, open up pack. Give them a smell.
Then you'll smoke them.
Lovely ballad of the late 30s. Being revived this season. Great success.
I saw the harbor lights. They only told me we were parting. The same old harbor lights that once brought you to me. I watched the harbor lights. How could I help if tears were starting? Goodbye to tender nights. beside the silvery sea. I long to hold you near and to kiss you just once more. But you were on the ship and I was on the shore. Now I know lonely nights, for all the while my heart is whispering, some other harbor lights will steal your love.
That's about the sum and substance of this little soiree this evening, fellas. Thanks again. And now to you folks listening in, my warmest gratitude, my heartfelt gratitude for all those lovely anniversary cards. And I have an announcement to make, an announcement which has just been handed to me here. I have a piece of paper which states that Miss Sue Montague of Alexandria, Virginia, wins the free trip to Hollywood. Miss Sue Montague, Alexandria, Virginia. And Mr. Felix Grant of radio station WWDC in Washington, D.C., is the disc jockey winner. My gratitude to all the disc jockeys, the theater managers, record dealers and radio editors, newspapers, magazines, well, everybody who cooked up such a pleasant anniversary for me this year. And thanks to Tony Arden and to the Firehouse Five for joining us this evening, too. I guess I should thank Bob Hope for dropping in, don't you think I should?
Well, I should think so. I gave a sterling performance.
You thrilled me.
Oh, I guess you inspire me. Say, by the way, who's going to be on the show with you next week, Dad?
Why, Are you going to listen in?
No, but I imagine I have enemies who will.
Well, Bob, next week we got a fine gal. We got our guest is going to be Judy Garland.
Judy, Well, I might listen.
Well, I hope you find it real jolly, real merry. And thanks again, Bob.
Oh, it was nothing. By nothing, I mean that's what I got paid.
And you were worth every cent of it, too. Good night, fellas. Good night, girls. Good luck to you. Good night, folks. See you next week for Chesterfield, the best cigarette for you to smoke.
The Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield was produced and transcribed in Fort Ord, California by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guest, Miss Judy Garland.